Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in State Senator Troy Carter to the program. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, Dave. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I'm glad you can make some time for us on this last day of the special session, and I know your time is valuable, so we won't keep you long. But I did want to talk to you first and foremost about a report that you're thinking about whether or not Louisiana should restrict travel between Texas and Louisiana and other states where they're seeing COVID-19 careening out of control again after Louisiana had things pretty well in hand for a while anyway. What are you thinking about that?
You know, it's important that we protect our citizens. When you look at the spikes, the horrendous spikes that we're seeing in Texas compared to those that we see in Louisiana, of course, we're starting to see our own spikes, but not nearly at the same level as we see in Texas. We have to be vigilant and make sure that we protect our citizens. Our governor took a very bold step and started early on with provisions for social distancing and closures. Texas did not move as rapidly, and as a result, we believe that they are seeing the kind of numbers that we don't want to visit again. This is not punitive. This is not against our friends in Texas. We love our friends in Texas, but this is about an overall opportunity for us to protect our flanks and to make sure that the people of Louisiana are not further infected by people that have been plagued by the coronavirus.
So how would that look? What would, if we were indeed to say that restrictions need to be set on people coming from Texas into Louisiana, from Florida into Louisiana, from anywhere into Louisiana, how would that actually work and how would it be enforced and what would be the ramifications?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. That would be left to the logistics of how that would be carried out, would be left to the Louisiana State Police and Louisiana Department of Health. To coordinate stops, I guess, much like Texas did with Louisiana, requiring that people coming into Louisiana from Louisiana rather going into Texas would have to be quarantined until such time as they were cleared. So the logistics would be carried out by our state police, who are more than equipped to do that, with some protocols that would be set by the affected agencies like Louisiana Department of Health.
Do you believe that because Texas instituted these kinds of restrictions early on when Louisiana was having trouble getting coronavirus under control, that it's more palatable and actually makes a little more sense now that we're seeing the shoe on the other foot to also then do it in the opposite direction to try and protect Louisianians from being exposed to increased spread?
Absolutely. It's only fair for those who would suggest that it's anything other than a mechanism to slow the spread of coronavirus. They're wrong. This is purely a mechanism that would protect Louisiana and to some extent even protect Texas. They need to do a better job at confinement. We need to do a better job at confinement. And this is not new. If you look at New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, they have similar blockages, if you will, to make sure that the flow and the spread of the disease is contained. Listen, I passed a resolution, SR 70, asking the governor to mandate mask wearing our face coverings throughout Louisiana. We see other states are doing that everywhere as well. And I'm hopeful that at some point the governor will recognize the value of having people when they go in public, when they go in public restaurants or stores where other people are, where social distancing is difficult, that they would be required to wear a mask. Now, there are provisions for people who have issues that don't allow them to wear a mask, that may have medical issues or other issues. But by and large, most people can wear a mask and should wear a mask. So from protecting our borders to mandating that people that are able to wear a mask when they're in public places should be required to wear a mask. All of these measures collectively, as well as social distancing and very careful due diligence on the part of individuals, can go a long way in saving lives and getting us back to a robust economy again. If we don't do these things, it's going to be very difficult to get back to any semblance of normalcy, because this virus will just mutate and recycle itself over and over again, and we'll continue to lose senseless lives when we don't have to.
We're talking with State Senator Troy Carter here on the Newell Norman Show. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell. You can text us at 504-260-1870 or call us at 504-260-1870. Senator Carter, would one or the other be effective enough if the governor of Louisiana were to make it mandatory that face masks be worn in public? Would that decrease the necessity in your mind of either making people coming in from Texas quarantine or from Florida coming in to Louisiana to make them quarantine? Or would the masks, if everyone wore a mask, if Texans coming in wore masks, would you then not need to make them quarantine or restrict their access? I ask because obviously, and let's talk specifically about Texas, we share a whole lot of the oil and gas industry with Texas, and a lot of people work in both Louisiana and Texas and go back and forth. Plus, as we know, Louisiana's economy is extremely reliant on tourism. And if we discourage visitors from coming and we hurt the oil and gas industry, the two primary industries that are counted on to keep this economy going, can we make that work?
Yeah, of course we can. And I see it a little differently. I recognize the importance of the synergy between the states. I recognize the relationships between oil and gas, but I also understand that sometimes we have to tighten our belt to get to a better day. And if we force ourselves into a situation that's unhealthy, just for the sake of the immediacy, we are thinking penny wise and pound foolish. We have to recognize that we're playing this game for the long haul. We're not playing it for the short run where we get the immediate hit, but then we lose thousands of lives, tens of thousands of lives. What we have to do is make sure that we sustain ourselves to get healthy again so we can maximize those relationships. So wearing a mask and making sure that we control our borders to make sure that we have checkpoints to determine if people are coming in that are ill, who may have been in contact with someone or may themselves be a carrier of COVID. Nothing's easy. Nothing's foolproof. You know, 9/11 taught us that our lives changed forever. So we have to now basically get undressed when we go to the airport. No one likes it, but we accept it. This is another part of one of those things that that require us to make some necessary changes in our lifestyles to protect ourselves and others.
We've seen masks mandatory now for weeks in New Orleans, and effective tomorrow, masks will be mandatory in public in Jefferson Parish. What was the reaction from the governor's office, if any? Did you get any feedback from the governor or from his office to your proposal that urged the governor to make mandatory mask wearing throughout Louisiana?
I did not, but I do know that the governor is looking at it. I know that he's very sensitive to what's going on, and it's a balancing act to try and work with individuals as well as the state as a whole. There's some people feel strongly they don't want to wear masks, and so the governor is very sensitive to that as well. But I do believe at the end of the day, the overall health and welfare of the entire state will prevail. And those that, for whatever reason, don't want to wear a mask, I have a basic comment. If you don't like wearing a mask, you really aren't going to like having a ventilator shoved down your throat.
You would think that more people who don't want to wear masks would simply stay home at this point. But it almost feels like people are going out in public without masks in many instances to make a political statement now, that they're intentionally going out in public without a mask on because they want to be seen without a mask and they want to make a point.
And Dave, you know, that's really unfortunate. I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is not Republican or Democrat. This is not black or white. This is not east or west, north or south. This is a human issue, not a political one. And it's unfortunate that some have sought to make it a political one. Listen, in the Louisiana legislature, we have one dead member. We have a dead member that died from COVID-19. That happened to be a white male Republican. So to somehow suggest that this doesn't impact whites or Republicans at the same rate that it impacts other races or other parties is really just ridiculous. If there's ever a time that we as a people should come together, clearly we should come together in times of difficulty as a pandemic that's affecting our entire world. This is not a political football. This is not a partisan issue. This is human lives that we're talking about.
The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, holds his next COVID-19 update tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear it live here on WWL, and we do expect he will address and face questions about the idea of making masks mandatory in the state. They've done it in other states, and they've taken other steps in other states to backtrack on openings. Texas, Florida, Arizona, California, amongst those that have closed bars. Senator Carter, do you think it's time to close the bars again in Louisiana?
I think we have to monitor very closely. I think that we should not wait until we have, tons of people that are being impacted. I do know that the city of New Orleans has taken some very aggressive steps to deal with bars and restaurants. And Jefferson Parish, as of yesterday, our parish president indicated that they're going to go to mandatory mask wearing in Jefferson Parish, joining New Orleans. So I think public safety trumps everything else. We have no economy if we have a sick society. We have no economy if people go to work and get sick and or die. So it's a very difficult situation, and I could not be more sympathetic. As a business owner myself, the plague and the difficulty it has on small businesses and big businesses for that matter. But at the end of the day, if we don't put a stop to the spread, it's only going to get worse. It won't get better.
Talking with State Senator Troy Carter, he is advocating for travel restrictions on states into Louisiana, including Texas, where they're having a real hard time getting control of COVID-19 right now. He wants to see mask wearing mandated statewide. You have about 7.5 hours before that special session of the legislature is over. By and large, how do you think things have gone? Will we have a budget within the next 7.5 hours? And are there any other bills you are hoping can get approved before you go signee-die?
Yeah, at this point, we're just now finalizing touches on the budget, and that's going to be a ping-ponging ball going back and forth probably right up until the final minutes of signee-die, which is 6 p.m. today. This has been a very different session. It's been a very, very challenging session. It has not had the fluidity that we've had in the past. This has been a real challenge with a lot of curveballs thrown and a lot of brinksmanship and a lot of partisan divide. And I'm hoping going forward we'll be able to move beyond these growing pains and put Louisiana first and our parties second.
Some of the bills I know people have been watching closely, one to give frontline workers who are restaurant workers, grocery store workers, trash haulers, nurses, doctors, hospital workers, first responders, a $250 check because they worked through the coronavirus pandemic when it first started. So it looks like that's going to become a reality for those folks before y'all go home?
That is on its way to the governor's desk. Very proud, very happy that. But overwhelmingly, that's one of those issues that I am proud to say we had overwhelming bipartisan support for, that we're able to carve out a small amount, not nearly as much as we like, certainly not nearly as much as they deserve. But we do have a one-time $250 payment to be made to our frontline workers to assist in a small way with aiding them for the incredible work they did, putting themselves and their families in harm's way for our best interest.
State Senator Troy Carter, I know you're a busy man. You got to finish up that special session. Anything else you want to highlight or share with us before we let you run?
No, I think you hit it all. I really would like to highlight and ask people if they're so inclined to share a line to the governor and ask him to Senate Resolution 70 is very clear. It asks the governor to sign an executive order to make sure that people who are able to wear a mask when going out. It's as much a protection for you as it is for others. And for the younger people, we see this spike between 19 and 29, the greatest spike that we're having. And while these young people may feel invincible and that they can overcome it, they become carriers. When they take this sickness into their homes, to their grandparents, to their parents, to their friends' parents who may have underlying issues, even though you may be strong enough to overcome this, you are a live carrier that can hurt so many others. Please be responsible. Wear a mask.
State Senator Troy Carter, thank you so much. I know we'll be talking to you again soon. Have a great day and enjoy the final hours of your special session.
Thank you, man.
You
all
bet.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.